My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry scammer Mavis Mills shows up and gets handed the rap for his character Dick Eldorado's death. So listen and enjoy.
All right. When we last left, we had the aftermath of the phone call with Belinda, where they felt bad for the passing of Dick Eldorado's death.
Yes, thank you.
And we think we were talking to the husband of the real girl, Belinda.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we were not talking to the girl, Belinda, who I had a connection with, but the guy was playing the part of Belinda. I got a little psycho. I threw a little suicide in there, and as tensions were rising, Belinda... I had to get some kanki and fish. Kanki is a dumplings, I was told by somebody. Some, like, African dumplings. So they had to get some stew. They were hungry. And I'm like, really? Now? It's like, what? I can't. And Belinda's like, I can't be hungry? Okay. Fine. Would that pretty much sum it up to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So now we are on May 18th, 2013. This is the day after the phone conversation. Who do you think shows up, Joe?
In the phone conversation, I would say...
This is the day after the phone conversation. This is now on Facebook chat.
I would say their new scammer.
Mavis Mills!
Really?
Mavis Mills. Now, remember, last time I spoke to Mavis
you
was a month ago.
Heavy, but you said some heavy... You laid some big guilt trip.
I blame Mavis. When I was talking to Belinda, I blamed Mavis on the phone that she is responsible for Dick Eldorado's death and Mr. Whiskers, besides me and Belinda.
Now, it's a very interesting dynamic. Now, we have, let's look what we got, what's going on right now. We have Mavis that got in touch with you. We've got your old Belinda, and we've
Mavis
got...
Mavis Mills, by the way, Dick Eldorado's, the dearly departed Dick Eldorado's ex-girlfriend.
Right. So, we got your old Mavis. I'm sorry, your old Belinda. You've got the new Belinda. And you've got Mavis. So here's where we have a talk. Who do you think contacted who, and what do you think's going on right there?
Well, I think obviously, I mean, Belinda and Mavis like to say they don't really know each other, but you know, as I revealed several weeks ago, well, we found the picture of them together.
Yeah, they do. They know each other. And believe me, if you're listening to the clips that we've been posting, they know each other damn good.
Yeah, exactly. So I think somebody got on the phone to Mavis. As part of the same scammer syndicate. And we've, on the past shows, tied all things together.
Old
like the
Belinda
emails.
Or new Belinda?
I don't know who. Somebody got a ring of Mavis, though.
Because,
yeah, remember, a month ago, Mavis blocked me because I was talking about her brother, Mickey Wynn, and she's like, what did he steal from you?
Because this is an important thing, because this is the human element right here. We're talking about the human element that she's getting back. Okay, she didn't have to get back to you. Okay,
Mavis?
Yeah, Mavis didn't have to get back
no.
to you. So I think it might have been the old Belinda that may have laid a guilt trip on her because the new Belinda could care less.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
You got to think. If you're going to say, well, who called who? I got $10 on old Belinda contacting Mavis.
Interesting. All right, so let's get into this. Mavis goes, hi. I go, hello. She goes, how are you? I go, terrible. And you? She goes, I'm cool. What's wrong? What make you feel terrible? I go, Mavis, why are you talking to me? Last time we spoke, you were horrible to me. You sent Belinda lies about me. What exactly do you want? Remember, she told Belinda I was cheating on her with my wife and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that?
But
trying to get us to break up.
But you want to know something, though. With the secretary at the lawyer's office.
That's 2012, dude.
I know, but still. And also with your protege, the comedy protege.
Yeah.
You know, you got to understand, dude, we're at two sides of the story. I mean, I'm behind because I'm doing
Right.
But, you know, cheating and horse sitter, you've kind of had a history of that stuff. So it's not like.
Yeah, but not with my wife. Never with my wife. That's the woman I will not touch.
Really? Yeah.
Although I did try to make her jealous once with the wife, and it didn't work.
Yeah. You know, but really, this is not from the This Just In department, you know?
So I go, what exactly do you want? Mavis goes, nothing. And by the way, I sent Belinda nothing. What the hell is going on? I go, she said you sent to her a letter saying I am a liar and all this other stuff.
And you killed Dick Eldorado.
Can we do a show?
I get excited.
You do. Anytime Dick's involved, you're happy.
Oh, it's my guy. You killed my guy.
You love Dick. Anyway.
I'll get it later.
I go right after you went off on me for no reason. Remember, she lost her shit about Mickey Wynn,
yeah.
Her brother. I go, she's not been the same since. I tried to be your friend, but that was my mistake. Mavis goes, I only felt you lied to her since you are with her and you still married. I go, she knew that. I never lied to Belinda. I'm the honest one in all of this. I never lied to you either. And you both turned your back on me. I get it now. It is because I am white and this is all just a game.
Oh, God, you're an asshole.
Wait a second. Why?
Because I'm white.
Well, but remember. Remember, they're
all... Wow, what a card you pulled on that one.
But remember, they
Holy smoke. You look like brown cotton.
But remember, they claimed to hide who they originally were.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to experience... Because they had been hurt by white people.
Right, right.
You know.
And you even alluded to that last week.
Yeah. She goes, it's not like that. I go, what is it like, Mavis? She goes, looks like you don't trust each other. I go, well, she no longer loves me like she used to, and it all started with you. Mavis goes, why do you blame me all of a sudden? Tell me the exact time going on. I go, why don't you ask Belinda? She goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again?
Do me a favor. I was just driving something on the chat. Just read that line. I just want to hear that because it's a key thing here. Just read that line.
Mavis goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again?
All right. Somebody's not telling somebody something. I mean, she got back to you, okay? Now, if it was the old Belinda speaking to her, shouldn't she bring up, like, condolences about...
Everybody! New Belinda, old Belinda... So everybody knows Dick's dead.
But the thing is that the whole reason she is back to you, obviously, is somebody told her that Dick killed himself.
Yeah, somebody said you better call Stupid.
But you know what? It just is common sense.
She's
a
playing
scammer.
Dumb.
She shouldn't. You know what? Where the hell is she coming from out of the blue?
It's been a month. She
should be coming up. Oh my God! I can't believe he died. I'm so guilty. Please accept my condolences. I mean, I don't think they're. Do you think they're playing their hand right about here? Trying to keep the whole story congruent.
Well,
I don't
remember,
think
they don't
are.
Want to accept blame. So, I don't know. Maybe playing.
But you know what? You don't want to accept
blame. Maybe they're trying to trap me the way I trap them.
For more Devin's Den scans the scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.